Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, who should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents. Of whom Daniel was first. That the princes might give accounts to them, and the king should have no loss. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no occasion nor fault. Because he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We will not find any occasion against this Daniel, unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king, and said this to him, "King Darius, may you live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, and the princes, the counselors, and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute, and to make a firm decree, that whoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except from you, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree, and sign the writing, that it not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." Therefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he had always done. Then these men assembled, and found Daniel praying and making requests before his God. Then they came near, and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree, "Have you not signed a decree, that every man who shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, except of you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "This thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." Then they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, does not regard you, O king, nor the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored until the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled to the king, and said to the king, "You know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is, that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed." Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Your God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." And a stone was brought, and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet rings of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting, neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a despairing voice to Daniel, and the king spoke and said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God, whom you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, may you live forever. My God has sent his angel, and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, because before him I was found innocent. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of harm was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions overpowered them, and broke all their bones in pieces before they came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all people, nations, and languages, who live in all the earth, "May peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree, that in every part of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Because he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works. signs who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.